Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Linda Salvin is going to be up with us shortly here. But first, the news with Robin, everybody.
Now, C-74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile, here's Robin with the news. Yeah.
All right. What's in the news there, Robin?
Well, this should make certain people very happy. Cannabis machines are about to hit Los Angeles. A vending machine for medical marijuana and other prescription drugs are making its debut in L.A. Soon, the cannabis dispensers will be available throughout California. And here is a clip of a doctor describing exactly what you'll be able to get out of the vending machine.
P-133. All right, a vending machine for pot smokers.
They'll slide a card to get into the store after hours. They'll be greeted by a security guard right there. Their slide card in and their fingerprint in to verify that it's them. A camera takes a picture of them, verifying that they're actually at the machine. And they get the medicine, and they move on.
Nobody's going to do it.
It describes it as a very kind of harmonious exchange there.
No one's going to do it.
No?
You're not going to get pot smokers to slide a card in and have a picture of them buying pot on record. It ain't going to happen.
I love where he says they'll be greeted by the security guard.
Yeah, they'll be greeted by the cops, then we'll take a picture of you buying pot. You know, you're already paranoid when you're buying it anyway.
Right.
When you go over to like to your dealer's house, I don't know who your dealer is, but when you go over to your dealer's house, the last thing you want to do is have somebody come out of the bedroom and take a picture of you.
Yeah, the security guard will hold your head and take a quick retina scan.
Yeah, and then once the picture's taken, you buy your pot, we'll escort you outside where you will meet the sheriff. And then the sheriff will take you downtown. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes, an English accent in Britney Spears became very philosophical when she was asked how she felt about the passing of Heath Ledger. And we have a direct quote from her on that. B-152.
All right, B-152. Now she's going with Madonna's act with that English accent.
He's still here.
He's still here?
Well, that's
great, darling.
Are you sure that's Britney Spears?
That's Britney Spears putting on a disguise.
He's still here.
He's still here. No one ever really dies.
Well, that's great,
darling. Wow, the reporter's shocked. I mean, look, you know, it's like a bad... Give it to Madonna. It's irritating when she does the English accent because it's not good. It's bad. But that's like a... Britney's doing like a cartoon character. She's not going to talk like that all the time now, is she?
She sounds like Cindy Lauper.
She does.
He's still here.
He's still here?
Oh, yeah. No one ever really dies.
Well, that's great, darling.
Well, unless you're in the coroner's office, he ain't still here.
Well,
gone.
Linda Salvin, when we continue a little bit later, Linda Salvin might have something different to say about that.
Yeah, let's see where that Heath Ledger is, man. I also have a question about that, so I'll ask Linda.
All right.
All right, what's happening? What else is going on here, Robin?
Well, the fourth movie in the Rambo series was released all over the country today after a 20-year hiatus. And here we have a clip from the latest Rambo movie. This clip is supposed to represent Rambo's inner thoughts, and on a quick side note is some of the only dialogue found in the movie. R-161.
All right. R-161. Bombo?
Rambo.
Rambo. Okay.
You know who you are, what you're made of. War's in your blood. Don't fight it.
All right, I get it. All right, let's press on.
Somebody chiseling his head?
Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
Wow. Did you see, though, that Sylvester Stallone came out and endorsed John McCain for president?
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so
that's
Chuck,
pretty cool.
Chuck Norris is...
I've never seen a 1 second of a Rambo.
Oh, really? Well, actually, the first movie, First Blood, is a really good movie.
Is that right?
I was 10, and Rambo, I think, is good. I think it's really jumped the shark. I mean, I think it's like... definitely over for Sylvester Stallone. And quite frankly, I think, and I said this on the air actually when you
I don't think it's over for him.
Oh, well, no. It's about his career is not over, but Rambo is over.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that might be true. I don't know.
Might be true.
I mean, who still has a Rambo Jones?
I mean, running around shirtless at 60? He's going to be 61 right now? I mean, we don't need to see this.
Yeah.
Just like we didn't need to see him in a boxing ring. Get out. It's over.
Rambo. How many Rambos are those? Is it the fourth one?
The fourth one.
This will be the fourth.
The fourth, and he is 61 years young.
Oh, boom.
It's real bad. It's real bad. It's embarrassing for him, and I'm sure for the crew it was real embarrassing. It's just, for everybody, it's got to be embarrassing.
All right, Rambo. Go and look at that. All right, anything else going on, Rob?
Well, finally, David Letterman regaled his audience last night with some interesting observations about presidential candidate Mitt Romney, and we have a quick clip of this. L-184.
All right, L-184. Letterman, talk about Romney.
How about that Mitt Romney? Am I right about this guy? Yeah. I mean, he looks like the guy on TV selling life insurance, doesn't he? He looks like the guy on a Father's Day ad for Norelco. He looks like a guy on cable urging you to tap your home equity. He looks like an American president in a Canadian movie.
That is, when you do look at the...
Oh, yeah, no, he's got no shot.
I mean, but when you look at the candidates for president, he's the guy, if you called up a casting director and said, send a guy over here who can play, you know, we've got a 10-second scene, it's got no lines, but we need a guy to be the president, surrounded by Secret Service.
Yeah.
They'd send Mitt Romney. That's
he's the guy.
Yeah, that's who they'd send.
Yeah. All right, well, good luck with that. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, that's what's happening.
All right, Robin in the news, everybody.
From America Mile in Los Angeles. Robin.
All right, folks, one of the greatest living psychics.
Yeah, man.
According to Linda Salvin is here with us. Linda Salvin herself, nice to see you.
Hi, guys.
Look at you, ma'am.
That's me.
Yeah, my wife listens to you every Sunday for 2 hours. And I have her friends listen. A lot of people listen to that show.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I do the show.
Numbers are kicking ass.
Like numbers. I saw my Arbitron rating just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I beat out the show before me, at least the third hour of that show.
Wow.
I've got an audience. I've got a following.
Huge following.
Linda, I do.
For those who might not know, what time on Sunday night are you on?
I'm here at KLSX 9 to 11. Sunday nights, every Sunday night.
All right.
Now, I'm
sure that a lot of people have, gotten some great advice from you. I know that when you came in about a half hour ago, you told Brian Whitman that his father was very close to him.
Yeah, I feel your dad's energy around you a lot. I think you were really close to your dad. I also feel that there was a lot of communication that didn't quite take place at the end of his life that sometimes you feel like you want to still talk to him. I mean, I think we would all miss our fathers, but I just feel like your dad really watches you, guides you, and it's kind of like whenever... in the last couple of months, you know, like when you're driving and all of a sudden you go, because you're not paying attention, you listen to the radio, you're distracted, and you almost think you're going to be in an accident, and you didn't. I just feel like that something had happened, and it was your dad's spirit around you that was kind of like always watching you, like a big angel over you.
Well, that's not true. He always gets an accident.
Well, no, both my mom and my dad have passed, and I'm blessed with, such a great relationship with both of them. But it's funny that you would come in here and say that my dad is around me because...
Constantly, I feel him.
My girlfriend, at the time my dad passed... said to me, and this is a tough thing, but said to me, you know what, Brian? Your dad was never happier than when he was with you.
Wow, look at that.
Get something that you and your dad had a very strong kinship, and that you guys were really... Do you look like your dad?
Uh-huh.
You're a lot like your dad, your eyes especially. I feel like you guys have a lot of the same characteristics, and he is in you, part of you. And, I mean, your mom adored you. Your mom still adores you, Tim.
Is that right?
Yeah, your mom. I don't think you're not... Neither one of you are not adorable type of guys. I mean,
thank you very much.
I mean, I walked in. Both these guys are great looking. But you've got more of a male audience, and I've got more of a female audience. But I'm getting a lot of the males on my show, which is why I love this station, because it's male-dominated. Ooh. But no, I just get that your dad, did your dad like to garden or be outside a lot?
Yeah, my dad did
because
enjoy.
Because I get gardening. Yeah. When I was coming up the parking lot, I just kept hearing him, because you were talking about your dad about an hour ago when I was driving over the hill.
Yeah.
And I just brought him in, and he's like, he was gardening outside. He liked to work with his hands.
Yes.
And the dirt, and he felt like he always connected.
Well, when my dad was here, whenever he would visit, we would always go, and it makes me sad now because they've closed down, but it's on Riverside Drive by Gelson's called Stevens Nursery. Do you know where that is?
Oh, they did close down, by Laurel Canyon, of course.
Yeah, by Laurel Canyon. My dad
grew up around there.
Always said, Brian, let's go in the car and go to that nursery, and we'd drive over there, and my dad...
So you're from L.A.?
I'm originally from New York.
That's what I thought, so I got confused. Okay.
We'd buy a bunch of, my dad buy a bunch of plants, and he would be out in the yard all day.
Okay.
You know,
that's,
is that right?
I can't do that, and you know, and he would say, "Oh, come on, help me." And I'd say, "Dad, that's really not my thing." And he'd laugh and realize.
No, he loved flowers and he loved touching the dirt. He loved to connect with the earth.
Yes.
All right, Linda Salvin is with us. If you have a question for her, she is a psychic. She got her psychic ability through a devastating plane crash, right?
Right. 1981, I was on company business on a Boeing 737, and I was doing scientific work at the time.
What kind of work?
Occupational health and safety. My background's epidemiology, which is study of epidemics and diseases. I have a master's in public health, and I've since taken it into spiritual and holistic health to improve our body, mind, spirit, and work from the inside out as opposed to just fixing the outside world. And I was in San Jose with a partner, and we went to check ethylene oxide, which was a chemical used to sterilize equipment in the hospitals. Mm. And we had to make sure that nobody was being exposed, overexposed. And we told everybody, don't touch this for 4 hours. And, of course, at the two-hour break when we went to check, somebody had opened it up, disqualified the entire sampling. So the day was a waste. And we decided to fly back. And I remember, you're talking about your parents, and I remember as a kid, my dad always said, sit in the back of the plane. If you ever crash, it's the last to go down. So
yeah, you never hear of a plane backing into a mountain.
No. So we had, I usually sat in the back. My partner went and changed seats, and he comes back. He goes, look, we got second seats. You're in the second aisle, second seat. And I'm like, I made this face like of grief and panic. He goes, what's the matter? I said, oh, nothing. I couldn't tell at the age of 27. My dad said this. You know, I was too proud.
Right.
You know, and an hour and a half later, we crash landed. Boeing 737 went down at John Wayne Airport.
Wow.
Santa Ana, Tustin. And it was to avoid collision with another plane taking off on the same runway. We had 109 people on the plane. Hmm. And we only had a minute and a half to get off before we all would have asphyxiated.
Everybody lived?
We all lived. It was called the Miracle Flight. I got all the newspaper clippings and everything.
Did they all become psychics?
I don't think so. But you know what I did do, Tim, is I did research after the plane crash. Cases were resolved, and I did research. I went down, got all the microfiche, and I started sending out questionnaires to all the people to see if they had different kind of experiences like me. And some husbands of the spouses, the women on the plane, wouldn't even let their wives respond.
Why?
To the questionnaire. And one said, don't bother us anymore. I think a lot of people got so shaken. You go through a near-death experience. Mm-hmm. Not everybody sees it as like the E-ride at Disneyland.
Do people, in order to, Linda Salvin is with us, in order to get in touch with your psychic ability, because some people have said that everybody has it a little bit.
I think we're all intuitive, Brian, but I don't think we're all psychic. But that's the difference.
Does there have to be like an accident?
No.
Does there have to be a big event to bring it out?
No. I know from my own experience, I've had three near-death experiences. I had this is my weird story. I was in the plane crash in 81. If that wasn't enough to wake me up, I got hit by a fire truck going over Beverly Glen and Valley Vista in 82. They lost their gear shift, smashed my car, and the surgery I had just last month is a result of that accident 25 years ago. Mm. And I had another out-of-body experience in that, and then I had another out-of-body experience in 1984. I totaled a car on a rainy night in January at Palms and McLaughlin. I had the white light experience. It went through my head. I was driving a Camaro at the time. And this loud voice that spoke to me coming down the ramp in 1981 also spoke to me in 84, and they said, you can come with us now or stay and do it. I was given this message. And when the paramedics came to get me out of my car, I just said, they want me off the planet! They want me off the planet! Because I didn't know what the hell was going on for 4 years, all this stuff. But now, through the years, I started on KBIG in 1994 and worked my way through whatever, and it opened up into radio and psychic stuff. And
jeez, they can't kill you, huh?
It's like I tried, and they don't want me to leave here. There's a purpose for everybody, and I try to help people open up to the spiritual aspects to see more than what we know, not religion. There's
right.
A big difference between the two.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
And some
about
people
when
might,
your kid turns on you?
No. some people think this might be really rude, but I want to ask you what your thoughts are on this.
Right.
Do you think that you know, Heath Ledger is no longer with us? He's crossed over, I guess, right? That's what the term used. Do you think his father Kim had ever seen the movie?
Yes.
You think so?
I do. You mean Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
I do.
Heath?
No. Okay. I don't think they were together.
It'd be a tough thing to watch with your dad.
I would think so, but not in a way.
Because you would take your dad to an opening of a movie
well,
that you were in,
you
right?
You were talking about going to.
But
you know,
I don't know how you'd pull that one off.
I
knew how to quit you.
Because that dad's going to have to hit the bathrooms at the right time.
Yeah, but the sales of the movies have gone up since he died. Did you read that?
I know. It's gone through the roof.
It's always, normally, as a medium, which I do channeling, which that's called channeling. You bring in the spirits. I wait till the body or the soul has been gone 30 days. There's a transition period. Yeah. So it's not proper to bring them in. But you know what? I don't think they're going to find an overdose of drugs that was the ultimate cause of
what
death.
What do you think it's going to be?
I think that either he had lung or heart problems on top of it, and it may have been something with a combination of the meds. I don't think it was a suicide. I feel that it was an accidental, but I'm not going to even say accidental death. I have a feeling that there was something with one of his organs.
Oh, I see. Now, when people do kill themselves,
yeah.
do they have a tough time on the other side?
That's an interesting question.
Thank you.
And a lot of people, psychics, mediums, will say they go to purgatory and they have to stay out. There's 3 suicides in my family, by the way.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And I mean, I talk about it. My family doesn't, but I do. Cause,
in your immediate family?
Yeah. When I was 2.5, almost 3, I'm now 54, my grandfather committed suicide.
Holy
my mother's
smokes.
Father was, so my mom was 25, my dad was, I mean, my grandfather was about 48.
How scary. Yeah, how
overdose
did he do
of pills.
It?
Oh, he took pills. At what was Doctor's Hospital on Riverside Drive back then? Do you remember?
Yeah, sure.
How in the hospital did he get his hands on?
He just would save his sleeping pills and saved them, I guess, is what I knew. And then his brother committed suicide about 3 years later. That was my great uncle. Then my immediate uncle, my mom's brother, shot himself about 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
Your mom's brother?
The son of
my grandfather, yes. Right, my mother's baby brother.
Well, is it all, obviously it's all depression related,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I guess, or either that, or I think it's, part of it is my mom's mom and dad were first cousins, so I think we're all crazy in my family inbreeding.
Can I ask you,
I'm going to get back to this question.
Sure.
Go ahead.
One quick follow-up on the 7 years ago, the guy shot himself.
My uncle.
Oh, your uncle shot himself. Forgive me.
I had a stupid aunt because he asked for the gun and she went to get it. I mean.
So she found him?
Yeah, he went in the bedroom, and from what I understand.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's a big F you, right?
That's a huge one. Yeah. But.
Jeez.
My family's like, can I join yours? I don't really. To answer your question, and a lot of people need to know this, I personally don't find this purgatory that the psychics and the mediums talk about. I have channeled, I cannot tell you how many hangings, suicides. And they come through and they apologize or they talk about why they died, of the girl that they lost or the guy that they lost, or they couldn't get the money, or they were in debt, or they were just tired and they had no hope. But
or they couldn't hit a pick six.
That too. They couldn't get it at the races, so they checked out. And a lot of people, I think, besides the depression, I mean, if my grandfather had lived in our day where we had antidepressants back in 56, they didn't have that. Mm-hmm.
I think if my mom was on antidepressants, she would have had a whole different vibe. All right, Linda Salvin is with us, and if you'd like to ask her a question, call us here at 520-9710. And if you got yourself one of them 888 Jones, 888-520-9710. When we come back, we want to ask you your thoughts. I know a lot of psychics don't like to go down this road, but we want to know who's going to win the Super Bowl.
I'm good at that.
All right. All right, when we come back, Linda Salvin's going to tell you who to put that money on. It's Conway and Whitman with Linda Salvin. She's on the station every Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Listen to the show. And we'll be back in a little bit here. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Linda Salvin is with us. She's got a very popular show on Sunday nights. My wife listens for 2 hours every Sunday, which is more than she listens to me on a Sunday.
No, every Sunday night from 9 until 11. That's at night. And probably for the type of show you do, Linda, for the readings you do and the talking to the spirit world and all of that, probably the nighttime is the appropriate time for all of that stuff, right?
Well, because you think the spirits come out more at night. They're there during the day, too. It's like your dad could be sitting right to the right of you, and maybe your great-grandfather, Tim, is sitting over there. And when I had one of my co-hosts with me from a different station, Latino, his dad, we said, was right over by that scale in the corner. He goes, that's weird. I kept looking at the scale all through the show, Linda. Now you really think he's there? And we started channeling his father. Spirits, what most people don't know, and what I try to explain to dispel some of these myths, like if heaven, quote-unquote, is so many light years away, how is it I can hear and see and feel in other mediums, like Lisa Williams, who's going to be on my show. She's got the Lifetime TV show. She's going to be on Sunday night. How do we hear? How do we know if they're so far away? I believe we're like in this third dimension that we know as of physical life. And when we transition, We do go on, but the spirits are still here. Right. But there's different levels of ascension and growth.
What about global warming? Is that going to affect a lot of people?
I think so.
You think
so? I think it's a very serious problem.
Is it man-made?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe it is. Mm-hmm. I believe it's all environmental. And we've grown so much with technology that we're just ruining the environment and the ozone layers. And when I saw Gore's movie and I saw the statistics and the science behind it, you think about it. We might only have 50 years to fix it.
Yeah, right. The clock is ticking on this.
It gets scary. I don't think the planet's going to disappear.
My daughter will be 52. She'll be
fine. You're going to be old.
I'll be dead.
No, you'll be here.
Yeah, I'll be sitting right here.
Be by that scale. Yeah.
You'll be in the studio.
8 to 11. In a wheelchair. All right, real quickly, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? We got the Bostons and the New Yorks.
I think New York's going to win.
You think New York's going to win?
I think New York's going to win.
They're a 13 or 12-point underdog.
Yeah. Are they? I don't know. I kept looking at the Patriots, and I kept looking back and forth. I predicted that SC would win the Rose Bowl, and I was right. I predicted Michigan would beat Florida on New Year's Day, because I went to Michigan. My dad went to SC, so it's always a Michigan.
If you put a sports thing up on your website, it would be hugely famous.
I have worked with somebody that you probably know on radio on his sports show that he's not doing right now, and I used to beat out his sports book every week. Lee Klein.
Oh, sure.
Lee's a friend of mine, and I used to help him out on Friday nights on one of the other AM talk stations.
Lee's a great talk show host when he's not even doing sports. Other than sports.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Great to listen to.
Yeah, but I beat him out. There's a testimony from him on my website about how I outdid his sidekick and him calling out sports numbers. Yeah, I can work with that.
Well, let's take some calls here for you.
I may change my feelings at the end of the week, though. We'll see.
Because that'd be a big upset.
Call me if you do change.
Give me a number, okay?
All right, please. We'll need the information. Christy in Venice, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, darling?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
All right, what kind of question do you have?
I'm moving my family closer to my family, and I was wondering, each of my family members is going through some pretty dramatic stuff individually.
Where's the move going to?
To Ventura.
And you want to know if it's the right move?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be the right move for you, and it's only going to take you a couple of months to settle down. Part of you is going to resent it because there's either, a health problem or a financial problem going on as to why you're moving. Otherwise, I think you really like where you're living right now, but after about 3 months, you're going to feel like you never left and you made the right decision.
Why are you moving?
Because my family's there, and we want to go closer to my family.
I mean, you know how irritating that's going to be after about 2 weeks?
Well, with my sister, absolutely. But
you're going to be fine, Christy. You'll be fine. You know, if you want a full reading, because the guys here don't know how I do my show, but I go really. Have you heard my show on Sunday nights?
I haven't, but now I'm going to listen.
I hope so.
Absolutely. And then,
how old are you, Christy?
I'm 32.
32.
You sound like 20.
Yeah,
you doesn't she sound young?
I thought she was like 16.
Yeah. I was going to say 15.
I thought that's why you have to move near your family.
I wish I still looked 16, but not quite.
Yeah. You'll look older as you get older, and then you're going to get younger looking when you're in your 40s.
Like that. Yeah. You got my job, my career.
No, you get one question.
Hold on one sec.
Call me off the air and book a private consultation. That's how I earn a living, to be on the air.
All right, Christy. Really? Hold on one sec, babe. We'll give you the phone number here. Let me give it to you. It's 888-509-1077. You can call Linda Salvin, and she'll give you a reading.
Right. Paid consultation. You pay for
paid
my time.
Paid consultation, yes.
What I do on the air is just give little tidbits to kind of let people know that I'm here, and I do it on the radio every Sunday night if you want to call in, or go to my website, lindasalvin.com.
All right. It's 888-509-1077. Now, when you said once she gets in her 40s,
your daughter, but your daughter, is she like dancing and spinning around like she wants to be real theatrical? She's going to be theatrical.
She's
very intelligent, but she's going to be theatrical, too. I get her, like, dancing around.
She's in a wheelchair.
Is she?
No, she's not.
Shut up. Don't do that.
Someone threw a pen at me. No, she's, she does dance around and do a lot of stuff.
She's
but you said that woman is going to start looking younger when she's 40?
Yeah, there's something about
her. Is she from another planet?
Maybe she's going to do liposap. I don't know.
Because I don't see that trend on this planet.
Right.
This planet doesn't seem to be going that way.
Where she said, I feel old, or whatever she said. There's something she's going to go through, some transition. Maybe she loses weight or changes her hair, but something she's going to blossom.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, I can't wait to see that, Christy.
And ask for the
call
birthdays.
Us back. Yeah.
It helps me to tune in.
All right. But yeah, my daughter is dancing around, and she loves to sing and stuff. Yeah,
she's
very theatrical. And she loves to say, ladies and gentlemen.
She probably learned that from your father and you.
All right. Let's talk to Rochelle in Long Beach. 97.1 Free FM with Linda Salvin.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. Great show, and I understand about the suicide that happened with my mother.
Wow.
I've gone through an enormous amount recently. I'm total tumult. I just got a reading, and it was like all swords and
I'm sorry,
chaos,
is this Richard?
Rochelle.
I'm sorry.
I have a very deep voice.
I'm sorry.
And I'm moving, making a very big move right now to Chicago with a new man, new relationship, a whole new life. I decided this would be best.
Okay, hold on.
I really want some feedback.
Well, okay, Rochelle, what's your birthday?
4/29, you want the year?
Yeah.
5/5.
What's his?
I don't know. He's
you're moving him, but you don't even know his birthday.
No, it's 12/18.
I just
don't know the year.
Okay.
He's 48.
Okay. I have a feeling one of two things are going to happen when you get there. Part of it is there's like more of a, I don't know that this is like you're really in love with the guy, but I feel like once you get there, there's a part of you that's going to like it and part of it that's not. But something else is going to happen because you're going there because of him. I'm not sure you're going to stay there with him. It opens doors.
Maybe meet somebody else.
Yeah, I'm not even sure she really. Do you really want to go to Chicago?
No, you don't. I want to leave where I am now, and this is the best opportunity. This man is a wonderful man, and this is going to open the doors. Do I want to go to Chicago and leave California? No.
Spiritually, you're going to have difficulties, but
my prediction is it's going to be. Here it's coming in.
Yeah, Tim is zoning in.
It's going to be colder in the winters.
And it's going to be windy as hell.
Is it a positive move for now for me to make?
I'm going to say no. It doesn't feel right to me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, see? You tell the truth, Linda.
I do tell the truth. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm not Pollyanna, and I'm not going to always, this is the right relationship, and you're going to marry this one.
I don't want that.
Did you meet him online?
No, it's a friend's brother. I spent 2 weeks with him. I just got back.
Okay.
I just don't think you're ready. I think it's almost like a codependent thing, like you're getting really desperate, and it's more of an addictive love than a real passionate love. You haven't had enough time to let it grow. Call me off the air. I'll be more than happy to go into contact.
All right, thanks.
What is the number again? I'm sorry.
It's 888-509-1077.
Thank you very much.
And by the way, Rochelle, I'm a huge fan of your ringside announcing these boxing matches, man.
About.
Rochelle, don't try to deny it.
No, she's humble.
You're the one that brings these boxers into the ring. And now.
It's the voice.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Rochelle.
Stop smoking, Rochelle.
All right, there she goes. Oh, boom. I bet he is thinking the same thing in Chicago.
Let's go to Russell in Huntington Beach.
Right. Where is he? Russell, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Russell.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on the radio. I appreciate it.
You got it. What do you got?
Hey, I just wanted to change it up a little bit. My question's regarding my future. I've been recently doing a martial arts known as Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and really fond of it. Really fond of it. Can't stop doing it all day with my friends and when I get off. And my question is, I really want to start my own school when I get older. I want to make my own name, my own kind of brand. Do you see me as far as in my future doing that?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, it's your passion.
It definitely is.
It's your passion.
How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it for about 9 months, but I actually started going to two schools now, so now my girlfriend hates me even more.
Well, because you're learning and you're absorbing all the information, and you found your key, you found your passion, and when you find your passion in life, then that's when the doors will continue to open, and you won't have so many obstacles. Like the average person that grows up and goes in the wrong direction, tries to change careers, try to find themselves spiritually, it's healthy for you, emotionally it's healthy for you, and physically it's great for you. And I would say keep going, and down in about a year and a half, 16 to 18 months from now, I have a feeling that once you zoom in and get the licenses or whatever you need as a trainer or whatever, you'll get an investor to open up your own shop.
But what is the passion there? He sits around with his buddies and they kick each other all day.
It's an art form. It's exercise.
I mean, isn't that what you're doing, Russell?
But you're also mind, body, spirit. It's like yoga. I did yoga and I got bored with yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Really compare it to, it's like a physical chess match. I'm not really trying to kick anybody. There's no kicking or striking. It's more like grappling and wrestling. Mm. So it's kind of like
groping?
You know what? Are you married?
I'm engaged.
You are. I'd hold off on that engagement, my brother.
I think you
might be coming out of the closet.
His relationship's going to work. His relationship
just,
will work more so than the
other. Grabbing dudes all day.
Right.
I don't know. I don't see it. All right, we got to take a break here.
I think he's going to compete.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think there's something there for him.
Oh,
and he'll travel.
I bet she doesn't know what she's getting into, this wrestling clown. All right.
Maybe she likes it rough.
520-9710, 888-520-9710. Linda Salvin's with us. If you'd like to call her off the air and get one of them readings, 888-509-1077.
That's right.
For a two-hour reading, it's $1,500.
No, but it's not. Worth it.
It's affordable.
Oh, it is? Less than that, right?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
it's...
Yeah.
Linda, hey, whoa. I've never had that happen where a psychic flips me off. That's unbelievable. What's wrong?
So somebody just needs to call 888-509-1077.
Yeah, one of my assistants will call them back, and set up the appointment, and we go from there.
There you go. All right, Linda Salvin, can you stay with us for another segment?
I would love it if you want me to.
Right.
Look at all these people.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah. All right, you'll have to tell me which call to take, because you get a vibe for what they...
I do, and Jerry calls my show all the time, and he's got a testimonial, so we should go to Jerry from West LA.
All right. All right, it's the Conway and Whitman Show. Linda Salvin's with us. Listen to her on Sunday night from 8 to 11.
And 9 to 11.
I'm 8, 9 to 11. We're on
maybe
8 to 11.
Maybe we'll be 8 to 11 soon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And we'll hear more of what she has to say. Linda Salvin, man. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. Linda Salvin's with us. She's on this station every Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m., so check out her very popular show. And she is a psychic. She has predicted that the New York Giants will beat the New England Patriots, even though the Patriots are a 12-point favorite.
Yeah, that's quite a prediction, Linda. I mean, that really is...
Well, let me think about it another 24 hours, but right now...
What about Tom Brady, the quarterback for New England? What do you think about this man? What's going on with him right now? Because they say he might be injured, and he hasn't showed up at practice for the last 2 days.
On his leg? It's more like a torn meniscus or torn muscle or something.
Will he play in the game?
I hear yes.
He will.
I think he's going to pull through at the very end.
Now, who would...
We're 2 weeks away from the... No, we're next...
Sunday. A week from this Sunday.
Yeah.
9 days what?
The third.
Yes.
So when Tim asked you a question like that, and I know we want to get to the phone calls, you said I hear yes. So okay. Are you hearing yes from a rant? Are you hearing yes?
I don't know who I hear it from. It's a spirit. It's not my own. You know how your voices are in your own head, and whether your mom, your dad, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, and you know your own thoughts.
Are there always people different. like you said? There's Brian's dad is around him. Are there always people around you?
I think so, but I don't know that we're always aware of them. It's like I didn't tune in to anybody around you because I don't know that anybody around you immediately has passed away. But with your, I just heard you in the segment, you know, coming over the canyon,
and
your dad just came right in and talked about gardening, and that's why I said, did your dad like gardening?
He did, yeah.
You know, I had a an ex-girlfriend who said to me, she said that we had past lives together.
Probably.
The first go around, she wasn't into me. The second go around, I wasn't into her.
It's
and
karma.
She said, the third time, we're going to be a perfect match. And I immediately went to a priest in a Catholic church out there in the valley. And I said, can I get a 300-year restraining order from this woman where
she can't come
within 300 years of me?
There is past life karma, like you and your wife.
Yes.
Are together from past lives, which is why it works, and she's your soulmate. And what's your birthday and what's your wife's birthday?
Her birthday is 8/26/73. Mine's 10/13/63.
Okay, so you're both really compatible as far as astrology is concerned. Your weaknesses are her strengths and vice versa, and you guys fan each other and you keep each other going. When you come into your true soulmate, because I remember in your single days, your attitude and stuff. And I mean, you weren't going to settle down anytime soon. But when you find the right person, that soulmate changes everything within you. And you find that person that is mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally so right. And it's usually a past life karmic thing. There's companion relationships, there's karmic relationships, and there's twins. And I believe she is your twin. I don't see divorce around you at all. This is it.
Okay. Now, I got a question for Randy. Cries a lot.
I know. Randy, you want some Kleenex?
At work.
I'm okay.
What do you think that's all about? He doesn't know why he's crying.
Grief. Do you hate being here? Not at the station, but just on the planet.
I hate being here.
Stop eating sugar.
I will stop eating sugar. I hate being here.
Wow. You nailed it.
I think he is. We just have to turn on the lights so that you'll enjoy the ride while you're here. It's a short journey, even though it seems like a long one. Mm. I can help you.
I just don't know how to not be depressed.
I can help you with that. Call me off the air. I won't even charge you, Randy.
I think I'll do that.
Okay.
There he goes.
All right, that number, by
change
the way,
the thought process.
Is 888-509-1077.
All right, now Gina has developed some kind of like tick or twitch, and she's almost like a Toretti thing she does, where she, you know, she yapping out and stuff like that. But only developed it recently. Is there any hope for her?
Actually, no. It's almost like a reaction to the show.
Really?
Know?
Oh, okay.
I think it's the energy from you guys, and after a while, she takes on so much energy, she twitches like an allergic reaction. But
wow.
She's so addicted, she comes in every night and goes for more.
Now, Linda, am I going to be fired? Because I actually feel that I'm going to be fired. I've told the audience that I'm to prepare for my firing.
You know, Jack's listening tonight. Jack's listening.
No, though, it's fine.
He told
I don't
me
think you need Linda
listen.
To. You can ask anybody here at the station.
Well,
see
to imitate Tom, right?
Now, you see that?
I'm just kidding, you jackass. All right, do you think Brian's going to be fired from the station?
No.
No, really?
I think they really like you here, and I think you're a great asset.
Because without the voice characterizations, you're just another jock.
Easy. But, Tim, don't say that. You know, please. No, but...
Where are you going to go?
Well, that's just it.
I mean, this is the bottom of the barrel. You can't go any further.
I've told the audience to prepare for my firing.
Your exit.
Yeah, right. I'm trying to get the audience ready, you know, to...
Can't we all just get a bong?
But you're saying no to that, Linda.
Your career, to be honest, is going to go through changes. Both of you, probably around May. Is that when you guys signed a contract again or something? Because there's something...
June.
Jim, all right, I'm off a month. I'm not
How
perfect.
Dare you? What are you, a fraud?
positive changes? Are we going to...
Late May, it's early June, don't you know that?
We're going to positive changes,
I
Linda?
Was off by 3 weeks. Darn,
actually,
I missed it.
You're actually off by about a week.
Okay.
No, I want to...
Do you want out?
No.
Are you serious? I'll apply for the job.
No, but do you see for Tim and I positive changes?
Absolutely, absolutely. Are you guys also going on location soon? Oh. I get a location.
Yeah, we're
gig.
Going to the Grammys in 2 weeks.
Are you? Okay, because there's something on location.
And a King game in February.
Yeah, man.
I'm getting a location gig. Okay.
Okay.
This is fun. Can we do it again?
Hey, Linda, give me that bag.
I'm sorry.
That's our remote schedule in front of you.
Oh,
of
man,
course
I was
we know where we're going. How dare you?
Don't
All right,
tell
Jerry
them.
In West LA, you're on 97.1.
Jerry?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
We got about 1 minute. What do you got going, buddy?
Well, I got going this. Your dad rules, Goulardi rules, and so does Linda Spelman.
Man, thanks, man.
I grew up in Warren, Ohio, 50 miles away from your dad. But anyway, Linda...
You know, usually people that are fans of Tim Conway and Ernie Anderson always mention Linda Salvin.
Jesus Christ.
It's like a natural...
Yeah,
like a
troika.
Yeah, it's like a nice trio there.
I have no idea what she's saying.
He's got a testimonial that I think will blow your mind.
All right, what do you got?
Well, anyway, she channeled my parents one time. She had lunch with me at work, and she mentioned a lot of things that came true, and only I would know that, like... My dad would only buy a green car, green truck, and he would only buy 50 or like green Chevy Nomads for his business.
He started crying.
Wow.
Jerry started crying when I brought this up.
Yes, I did, and I had to keep my composure for work, but I just lost it.
Did you call him a pussy when he started crying?
No, I couldn't do that.
Nah.
But did you feel way about him?
What?
No.
No, actually, because as much as I can play those games, mm-hmm. but when I do my work and I touch people's lives, because I'm really dealing with people's lives, and if the emotions come up and I know I've done my job,
yeah.
even though it's not always
it's
pleasant.
Natural. It's only natural.
I want to see the emotion.
All right, yeah. Jerry, I'm sorry we've run out of time, but he always calls your show.
He calls my show on
so
Sunday
So if you
nights.
Want to hear more of what Jerry has to say, listen Sunday between 9 and 11.
Yeah.
And Patrick, Scott, Greg, Miriam, another Greg, Curtis, Alfred, we're sorry we couldn't get your calls. But listen 9 to 11
on Sunday
night. Sunday, or call Linda Salvin at 888-509-1077.
The same people call Sunday night will answer the questions then.
All right.
You guys have been great fun.
And remind me never to take an airplane ride with you. All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Linda Salvin is with us. Thank you very much, baby. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
I have no idea what she's saying.